This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. United States lawmakers are pushing ahead with police reform legislation. Both of the House of Representatives and the Senate plan to hold votes next week. A major point of contention in the push for action is whether to keep in place a doctrine that makes it harder to file civil lawsuits against police officers accused of violating someone's civil rights. Democrats want to eliminate such protections called qualified immunity, while Republicans and President Donald Trump oppose that move. Police reform is worked on with urgency in Washington, D.C. and across the country after multiple prominent cases of Black Americans dying in interactions with police officers. There are worries about rising case numbers and coronavirus counts in parts of the world. India reported nearly 13,000 new confirmed cases on Thursday, the highest one-day increase it has seen during the pandemic. The country now has about 367,000 confirmed cases, trailing only the United States, Brazil, and Russia. More than a dozen U.S. states have reported their highest number of new cases in recent days, while deaths in the country continue their trend of declining. The state of Oklahoma, where President Trump is set to hold a political rally on Saturday in the city of Tulsa, reported 259 new cases Wednesday during the previous 24 hours. South Africa will soon begin reopening full-service restaurants and casinos under strict conditions after nearly 3 months of being under lockdown. President Cyril Ramaphosa announced Wednesday night that accredited accommodations and salons will also be allowed to reopen. Read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. European markets are slumping Thursday as another rally on hopes of a robust post-pandemic economic recovery is ended by fears of further spread of the novel coronavirus. Asian markets were mixed on Thursday. Evariste Ndayishimiye has been sworn in as Burundi's president. Ndayishimiye's swearing in took place 2 months after 2 months earlier than expected, after the sudden death of outgoing President Pierre Nkurunziza. The new president was elected by securing just over 68% of the vote in the May election and overcame a bid by the opposition to get the results overturned because of alleged fraud. President Trump has signed legislation that seeks to punish China for its crackdown on Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities. The move comes as a new book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton reveals that President Trump expressed support for the brutal campaign in a private conversation with China's president. The bill includes sanctions on Chinese officials involved in the mass surveillance and detention of Uyghurs and others. It represents the most significant action to date by any country to punish China for a crackdown in which more than a million people have been detained in camps under harsh conditions. China responded on Thursday, warning of countermeasures and demanding that Washington stop interfering in its affairs. President of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, is said to be in good condition after being admitted to a military hospital for pneumonia on Wednesday. He was sent to the hospital a day after revealing he and his wife had tested positive for COVID-19. A health agency spokesman said Wednesday President Hernandez was receiving intravenous medicine. A genetic analysis of COVID-19 patients suggests that blood type might influence whether someone develops severe disease. Scientists who compared the genes of thousands of patients in Europe found that those who had type A blood were more likely to have severe disease reactions, while those with type O blood were less likely. Wednesday's report in the New England Journal of Medicine does not prove a blood type connection, but it does confirm a previous report from China of such a link. Other experts say more study is needed in different groups of patients to see if the findings hold up. The World Health Organization is drawing up plans to decide who should be prioritized for a vaccine against COVID-19. We have more stories for you on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.